The Wellness Rebellion.
You can still sign up for the Wellness Rebellion at hit.com.au if you want. The Wellness Rebellion, it's a four-week plan to help you guys get a little bit closer to your wellness goals before the end of the year. Gawnda, you've decided to meditate every morning for 10 or so minutes before you come into work. How's it going for you?
I have to be honest with you.
Be honest.
You want honesty?
Always honesty.
And I've always found this with meditating for some reason. As soon as the weekend hits, I'm relaxed. I get a bit of a sleep in. Maybe don't feel like I need it, even though I know I should still do it anyway.
Weekends are tough with anything like this.
Yeah, so I fall out of my routine on the weekend. So during the week, I can do it.
Fall out of your routine this weekend?
Yes.
You had 2 0 days?
2 0 days.
That's okay. Yeah, so today's a new day. Did you meditate this morning?
No.
That's your 3rd 0 day.
Because there's still hours left in the day. I can still do it today. Yeah, but I've missed the weekend days. Absolutely.
That's okay. Yep. You could do it this afternoon, tonight, and then you can get back on it for tomorrow morning. Because what you are finding is it works really well first thing in the morning straight out of the gates, which is great when you've got the routine of Monday to Friday, and weekends can be tough.
Well, because I get up before Jamie during the week, whereas on the weekend we're both up at the same time. We're bang into our breakfast and we're doing stuff. So,
things
get in the way.
Do you want to hear a bit of today's lesson? So what we're going to do is post lesson 2 on all of our socials. You can also text wellness 04800 18900 is our text number. If you text wellness, we'll flick you all the details that you need and all the links that you can to sign up or for the lesson, which is about purpose today. Hey everyone, welcome to week 2 of the Wellness Rebellion. How are you guys going? Is your journal getting full? I hope so. So hopefully after the first week, you've been able to consistently start doing that one thing that you wanted to do every single day, or stop doing that one thing that you wanted to stop doing every day. So we're 7 days in. So this is where things can get a bit interesting, because I find when people take on these sort of, you know, 4 week challenges, the first week's kind of easy because you're excited. You're like, yay, I'm finally doing the thing, or I'm finally stopping the thing. But you come into like week 2 and 3 and you lose a bit of momentum. So this week, what I want you guys to focus on writing down in your journal every single day is purpose. I want to figure out and help you figure out why you are doing this thing. So this is a little bit of goal setting, which most people do at the very beginning of a challenge, but I like to save it for week 2 because it gives you something to focus on.
Love that.
That is the lesson. The rest of the lesson, that's only the first bit. The rest of that is up on our social, so make sure you go and check it out. And if you haven't signed up, you still can get involved. Jeff in the Riverina has signed up and joins us on the show this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, guys.
Now, you have joined the Wellness Rebellion. What is that one thing that you were hoping to stop doing over this 4 week period?
Get a fair bit of sugar out of my diet.
Now, how much sugar were you consuming in your diet?
At least 125 more litre of Coke a day.
Yeah, there's lots of sugar in that. The good old sugary drinks, I call them the liquid calories. They're the ones that people, they're like, nah, it's just a drink, but it's so chock full of sugar and all the nasty stuff. So how are you going with it, Jeff? Like, have you made a bit of an inroads in the last week on reducing the amount of sugar that you've been intaking?
Yeah, I've been trying to grab water instead of a soft drink when sort of getting lunch and that sort of stuff.
That's cool. And so this week I want everyone to focus on their purpose, because I feel like that's going to help you get through those sugar cravings in those days when you're like, ah, it's all too hard. What is the reason behind you wanting to give up sugar, Jeff?
I was watching my kids drinking more and more soft drinks.
Yeah.
And it was really hard for me to say to them, well, you know, don't drink it when they're watching
me drink
it all the time.
Yeah. So you're becoming, you've really got to watch what you do, because kids will, you are their role model, believe it or not. They're little sponges, right? So that's a great little example. And hopefully that's a good little motivator for you when you go to reach for that soft drink this week. Think about not wanting to show that lesson to your kids.
Sounds like a plan from him. And just tell me, how are you feeling about it? Are you finding it tough along
it's
the way?
Hard.
I know you say you reach for the water when the soft drink arises, but what kind of sensations are you getting?
The first few days were very hard as far as just wanting that sugar.
Yeah, a bit headachey and energy is probably a bit low.
Yeah.
It comes good though, right? So after you push through all that stuff, you start to get the energy back and you feel amazing.
Yeah, well, once I was starting to get a bit like low in the afternoons.
Yep.
Even with the coke and that sort of stuff, and then once you start taking the water and that, it sort of evens that out. So you haven't got the big high, but you haven't got the lows either.
That's it. It's self-corrects. And the other thing that I find is a really good one, Jeff, when you're trying to cut something out of your daily routine, is replace it with a good habit. So if you're going to reach for a soft drink, if you can, drop down and do 5 push-ups. Go out and have a quick walk. Make a phone call to a mate and distract yourself. And by the time you finish the call with the friend or you've walked around the block, you're not thinking about the sugar, and you'll have that high that you normally get from the sugar just from something that you've done naturally. So distraction's a good one for you this week too.
Yep.
Cool. All right, mate. Good luck with it, buddy.
Keep up the good work, Jeff. Thanks for being part of it. Still time to jump on board, even though it's week 2.
Jump on board. Go and watch the first lesson from last week. Watch today's lesson. Get involved, guys, and we will all be a bit healthier before Christmas.